In Karachi, Pakistan, a car packed with explosives rammed a bus outside the Sheraton Hotel today, killing 16 people. 12 of them were French nationals. They were employed by a French marine construction company and were being transported to the Karachi seaport when the suicide bomber struck. Eyewitnesses say there was a loud explosion that could be heard miles away and a horrific scene of death and destruction. Reporter Kaiser Mahmoud is in Karachi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Any idea who carried out this bombing?
No, there's no idea, but the Inspector General of Police, while talking to newsmen, has said that it is an act of terrorism, and anybody, any organization which are hurt by the policies of the government or any fundamentalist organization or maybe foreign hand is involved in it, and they are certainly the enemies of Pakistan because it aimed at destroying the peace and disturb the city, which is the largest industrial city of the country, the backbone of Pakistan's economy, and it has certainly hurt Pakistan's interest as well as vis-a-vis investment and peace and other things.
And why would a busload of French citizens be a target?
It appears that they had planned to target foreigners. They were French. It could be anybody else. They could be anybody else, any other nationality. I think the reason behind it, they appears to be easy target because they were in Karachi for more than a year or so, and they commute on a regular basis from their hotels to the Pakistan Navy's shipyard where they were engaged in constructing and building a submarine under the agreement with the French government, the third one.
And Karachi is the same city where Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was kidnapped and killed earlier this year.
Yes, Daniel Pearl was kidnapped on 23rd of January this year, and 1 month later his death was announced through a videotape in which his slaying was shown in a grisly manner. And of course, I mean, just four people, including alleged mastermind behind the kidnapping and the murder, Sheikh Umar, was arrested, and three more people, but still seven people nominated in the case are at large.
And Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has vowed to crack down on Islamic militants a few months ago. Has his campaign shown any success?
Well, he has launched a crackdown. He has banned five militant organizations, including sectarian and hardline Islamic militants. But it appears that he has not succeeded much, and the incidents are taking place off and on frequently, whether sectarian or whether ethnic or something like that. But this is something which has come to surface. I mean, today, I mean, it shows that the efforts made by the government of Pakistan to curb the militancy and terrorism in the name of religion or any other pretext has not yet yielded the desired results.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Reporter Kaiser Mahmoud in Karachi, Pakistan.